guys at Woking's United Reformed Church are going to be feeling wide awake for the next 72 hours as they embark on a Bible Reader Fund that raising money for Christian Aid. It all kicks off later today. And to tell us about it, we're joined by Justin Brawley. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, John. Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you too. So, 72 hours reading the Bible non-stop. This is quite the challenge, isn't it?
It is, it is. We're going to literally be reading from Genesis through to Revelation, all 66 books in the Bible, 24/7, non-stop, and it's going to be live streamed on our Facebook and YouTube pages. So we've got about 120 people involved altogether. They're all doing it in half-hour slots, so it's not like one person doing it all themselves.
Oh, I was going to say, they might get a bit tired of it with one person.
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
But it's going to be literally going right through the night, you know. So at any point in the day or night, you can tune in and see us reading and see where we've got to in the Bible.
Oh, wow. This isn't the first time you've done this. I know you did this a few years ago, and before it was 24 hours, but now you've upped the ante, going for 72.
That's right. I mean, the first time we did it 2 years ago, it was just the New Testament, so that's the kind of the end bit of the Bible, but this is the whole Bible, so the Old and New Testament, which makes it a much bigger thing. So it is about 3.5 days, you know, that we'll be reading through. So it's a really big challenge, but we think it's worth it because it's a fantastic cause that we're raising money for, Christian Aid. It's Christian Aid Week this week, and so we just thought, why don't we set ourselves this, see if we can do it? And it's been amazing to see all the people step up saying, yeah, I'll take a turn, and all the people who are sponsoring as well.
Yeah, and what I love about this is, you know, the reading I have is sort of taking place in the church, but you've got, you know, sort of people connected to the church that live all over the world, so people in different countries, you know, different time zones can get involved and maybe sort of help out with those less sociable hours for us in the UK.
Exactly. That's right. So, yeah, it'll be starting off in the church, and there'll be certain parts that are done from the church during the 3 days. But yeah, we're going to have people all over the country here in the UK who are going to be coming in from, you know, from Scotland, from all other parts of the country, who are just going to be doing it from home on the live stream. And people in the USA, Canada, Australia, South Africa, there's people all over the place who are getting involved, and, you know, and even some people reading it in their own language, not just in English. So it's going to be a really fun event.
It'd be interesting. A lot of, you know, live streaming it. There's a lot of sort of technical stuff involved with this to get it sort of streamed
and
everything.
That's right. I'm kind of slightly in charge of that, so I'm slightly worried about it.
No pressure.
No, it's going to be fine. It's going to be fine. Basically, it all kicks off tonight. We have our what we call our recharge service at 8 p.m. tonight at Woking United Reformed Church. And at 9 p.m., straight after the service, we're going to start the Bible Readathon. There'll be a countdown to that. And we'll get going, and it'll be live streamed from that moment. People can watch, and then it'll literally be live streamed for the next 3 days, right through to the early hours, we think, of Sunday morning, when hopefully we'll have reached the end of the Bible. And we'll see how much we raise in the process.
You say you raised £7,000, I believe, for the 24-hour one. You know, hopefully more money being raised for a brilliant cause. And you've done lots within the church to raise money and awareness for Christian Aid. I gather at one point you had your hair shaved off during lockdown, coming out of lockdown.
That was during lockdown. That was back in 2020. And it was fun. Basically, we all had that thing, didn't we, where our hair grew really long during lockdown because we couldn't go to the hairdressers. So I'd let mine grow really long. And by the time we got to May, which is Christian Aid Week, I thought, well, you know what? Might as well do something to raise some money for Christian Aid. And so live on camera during our live stream, I got my wife and my kids to completely shave my head right down, you know, to a number one, all over.
That's very brave, Justin, I've got to say.
I know. And we asked people to sponsor that. And that actually raised a lot of money. It was a good laugh. But yeah, so we've always trying to do inventive, maybe slightly creative things to raise money and raise awareness for Christian Aid. But it is a fantastic charity. They support some of the poorest communities in lots of different parts of the world. And it's important for us to do what we can to support people who are affected by, you know, the current cost of living crisis. It's hitting them even worse. By climate change, by all kinds of things that are causing them to have difficult lives. So we're hoping to raise, at this time, we've got a target of £8,000, John, but I'm hoping we might smash that because
I'm sure you will.
At least at least 3 days for people to be sponsoring while people are reading. So let's see how we do.
Yeah, and you've got to, on the 19th of May, so on Friday, there's a youth sleepover. So those they're getting involved as well, the young people in the church.
That's right, yeah. We're blessed to have a lot of young people in the church, and we've got a number of them who are going to be doing a kind of all-night sleepover, taking it in turns to do their bit of the Bible reading through the night. And so they're going to be sponsored for that as well. So that'll be a good laugh. I think there'll be a few bleary eyes in the morning, both from the leaders and the young people. But there's also that very evening on the Friday night, this coming Friday night, we've got what we're calling a Psalms night as well at the church, which is where we'll actually be singing through some of the Psalms. And the Psalms are kind of the hymn book of the Bible, really. They're kind of songs and prayers that were written down thousands of years ago. But we still sing them and pray them today. So we're going to be singing through some of those as part of our Bible readathon. We're trying to keep it, you know, quite creative, as we go through the Bible. And I was just listening to the song, Katy Perry song, before, we came on air, John. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing, actually, when you think about it, how much the Bible has influenced all kinds of things in our culture, including just things like, literally as I came on, I was hearing the lyrics in her song said, I've been born again from the lion's den. You know, those are both phrases that come directly from the Bible. You know, Daniel in the lion's den.
Yeah.
Being born again is something Jesus talked about in the Gospels. So we often don't realize just how much the Bible has actually impacted our culture, even our everyday terms of phrase. So I think it's really important for us to connect with that. And that's why I think it's also important for us to, you know, be doing this thing where we connect people again with the big story of the Bible.
Yeah, so it's obviously raising money for Christian Aid, but introducing people to the Bible, and maybe from this, people that haven't read the Bible since they were at school can maybe think, oh, actually, like you said, listen to popular music and sort of culture and think, yeah, okay, so this, you could trace all this back to the Bible. This is such an important book, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, whether or not, you call yourself a person of faith, I think actually we all have to understand that the Bible has shaped our culture in so many ways, and it is one of the great works of literature, So just from that point of view, it's worth actually looking at and reading and understanding. But obviously, as a Christian myself, I believe it's more than just that it really does reveal to us God. And so for me, it's both, an important sort of educational, but also a spiritual thing to be able to read through the whole Bible. Having said that, I'm only doing a few half hours here and there, but there's going to be lots of people taking their turns throughout the whole thing. And it's going to be an interesting journey, I reckon. We're hoping to raise.
What bits you're reading? What's your kind of slot? What are you going to be reading in your slots?
Well, that's the thing. It'll be hard to know exactly where we're up to, because it sort of depends how quickly or slowly people read as they go as to where exactly you are. I think by the time my slot comes around, we'll be somewhere in the middle of the Old Testament. So we might be somewhere in the prophets or something like that, Isaiah, Jeremiah, that kind of thing. But basically, all that you have to do, the readers who are coming on, they just pick up from where the last person left off.
Yep.
And they can read in any version and any translation of the Bible they want. So if you've got a favorite version, you can read from that. It's not like it's a test. You don't have to be some fantastic reader to be able to take part. It's literally just about giving it a go. And we all know there are some really difficult to pronounce words and names in the Bible.
I was going to say, there's some real challenges in there with some of those words. it's like, how do you pronounce it? So it kicks off today at 9 o'clock after the recharge service. Are you still after people to volunteer to get involved at this stage?
Well, you can still sign up. It's not too late. There's still a few slots remaining, and you can go to our website, wokingurc.org.uk. We've got most of the slots now filled, obviously, for the first couple of days, but there's still a few slots in the last day or so. So wokingurc.org.uk. But really what we would love people to do as of now is actually sponsor our Bible readers. And so that's also the same website if you want to go and click through to the fundraising link, wokingurc.org.uk. And let's just encourage our Bible readers, especially the ones doing it at 3 a.m. in the morning, so that they can feel like their efforts are really going towards a good cause.
Yes, just imagine 3 o'clock in the morning with some of those complicated words in the Bible could be very interesting. So best of luck with it. It's going to be a very interesting 72 hours, all kicking off tonight. Do have a look at the website to find out more. Justin, thank you so much. Tell us about it.
Thank you so much, John. God bless.
Yeah, take care. Have a good day. Have a rest before work gets underway.
Thanks very much. God bless.
Thank you very much. There we go. Justin Briley from the United Reformed Church in Woking, the 72-hour Bible readathon kicking off at 9 o'clock this evening.